All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' name. We are live from Santa's Workshop here, talking about the global cabal from Santa's Workshop. Let's see, Jen One Live Free says, Pastor Tom, Florida, Mike says you need to bring back Gators got to eat. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, right. I haven't said that for a while. I need to bring that one up. Let me say it to everybody in the chat. Kep Guy 1 is on. Confederate 1 is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Mike Griffith is on. Horror Hotel is on. Aphrodites is on. Luann 5 is on. Genie Malfeasy is on. D9597 is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Dana Al 59 is on. Judy Anita is on. Coco Dominki is on. Salty Gonads is on. Peg Joe is on. Jamal Housen is on. Sexy Pony's on. Veronica 18201 is on. Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Sheila K is on. LA 106 Times is on. Ab Seeks Truth is on. Melissa Pickerel is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Chopper Supernut is on. Confederate 1 is on. Joe Heathen is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Leon Fishbubby's on. Hassle Free TV is on. Granite 2468 is on. Kev FM 1 is on. If I say it twice, I say it twice. All right. Let me see here. Lita Bonita is on. Volvo 960 is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Uncle Wally's on. Milwaukee James is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Wilbur's Bud 1 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. K4VMS is on. Charlie 340 is on. Waterline 46 is on. Mojave Jeep JT is on. Naz Yeager is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you hanging tough during the holiday season. I know it's distracting. A lot of us want to put all of this out of our minds. Just do what I do. Literally put it out of your mind. Literally just put it out of your mind and go do what you do. Pretend like there's no, you know, that Ukraine's not happening. Seriously, yeah, you have to do it. You're like, well, I can't do that. It's really, no, but you're going to have to. There's nothing you can do about it. We've already done what we can do about it. For all intents and purposes, now we need to work. We need to work in our precincts and usher in, you know, Republican and conservative politics. But you've done all you can do. Now you pray. You pray for Pete Hegseth's confirmation. Let's do that right now. Confirm him, Lord. Make the way for him to be confirmed in Jesus' name. That's what you do. That's all you can do. Worrying about it doesn't do anything. Let's just have fun with it. Let's all be informed. Why be informed? So you can target your prayers. If you're not informed, you'll be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Amen and amen from the congregation. Will usually amen me. He didn't amen me. Usually I get a solid. Aaron completely ignores me. Will, on the other hand, does somewhat engage with my spiritual side.
Sorry, I was working.
Yeah, Aaron's got, David Jones is working. So Aaron, you know what? Pull it. So everybody knows what I'm talking about. At some time during the show tonight, pop it up on my left screen. Oh, yeah. The video. Don't give me. I don't want to pick on. You can mute the video.
Yeah.
But from Pirates of the Caribbean, so everybody knows what I'm talking about when I call Aaron Davy Jones, because that's how Aaron is here at the church, not just on the podcast, but at the church also. All right, let's get right into this. Let's do Pete Hegseth. I know that some of you might be getting tired of the nomination stuff, but since these are going to be the people that are going to be controlling the world, I think we ought to focus in on these nominations. And you saw on the pregame, the CNN from the CNN broadcast, that they're projecting. And again, this is just a Nancy Pelosi wrap-up smear that was also in the pregame, where they basically lie about you, feed those lies to the media, then the media reports the lies, the salacious lies, unverified lies, the non-sourced lies or the unverified source lies. And then they sell it to the media, and then the media reports it because they're all in it together, Rhino Republicans, the Democratic Party and the media are all, of course, in this together. But here's the great thing now, and this is the shame about Matt Gaetz. Tom, get over Matt Gaetz. I'm never going to get over it, so stop telling me to get over it. I'm not getting over it. I've never gotten over COVID. I'm not over it now. We got a whole COVID section tonight. You're going to see an explosion. I'll get to it, too, because it's not that far away. I will get to it, and I'm going to be done about 10:07. 10:07 tonight. I'm going to be done. 10:07. There it is. Mark it down. 10:07. Put your projections down. Will and Aaron, write yours down somewhere, and then so that you're not cheating, because those guys are the best at predicting it. But anyway, so I'm getting to that COVID stuff now. You're probably going to see a meltdown. You're probably going to see a full-fledged meltdown when I get to the COVID stuff and Peter Hotez and all that garbage. But anyway, so we have to talk about this stuff. We have to continue to get into it because Pete Hegseth has to stand. Right now he's being victimized by the wrap-up smear. And all you have to do is stand. Let's get everybody on the record with a yay or nay. Come on, cue the band. 11:07. I haven't broken 11 in a while. I've not broken 11 for a while. 23 Justin Blake, I get that. Okay, I get that.
tonight.
I get that. He says 10:43. Prayer Works 2 has got me at 10:19. Why not me? He's 10:20. Chopper Supernet believes in me the most. No, second most behind Mojave Jeep JT. Oh, no, he said no, not no, 10:07. Mojave Jeep JT does not believe me. All right. Abseek Truth got me at 10:15. I better stop. Oh, my gosh, look at all you guys put all this out here.
10:32.
11 Carl 11 has got me at 3 hours. There's another 3 hours, Abseek Truth. But anyway. So I'm shooting for 10:05. 10:05. I mean 10:07. 10:07. Maybe 10:08. That's it. Maybe I don't want to be right because I'm going to be wrapping it up at 10:07. It might drift into 10:08. But anyway, so let's get right to this now because Pete Hegseth has to survive. Get everybody on the record with an absolute yes/no vote, up/down vote. Get them on the record. I want to see Lindsey Graham vote. Why is everybody afraid to take it to a vote? Even Matt Gaetz, why are you afraid to take it to a vote? Or if it was the transition team, why is everybody afraid to take it to a vote? You can always do a recess appointment after the vote. You can always do an interim appointment. You can always do an acting appointment. Why is everybody afraid to go to a vote? Matt Gaetz, I'm doing being too much of a distraction. Distraction from what? Distraction from what? How is it a distraction? It's actually great. All the heat was, it's just like, if you, what was that? Oh, I just forgot the name of it. What was the name, Aaron? What was the name of that zombie apocalypse thing that everybody watched for a long time on?
Oh, gosh.
On TV. See if you remember it, but if you do.
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Yes. It's like The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Remember how one of the great ways to keep the zombies off of you was to have a slower person with you? And if they weren't slower, shoot them in the leg, and then they all go after you.
Definitely.
That's what Gaetz was for us. And I'm a huge Matt Gaetz fan. I want him to be the AG. But he was actually taking all the heat off everything else. They could have confirmed everybody else while they all, or they could have nominated everybody else and even confirmed everybody else while they're all focused on Gaetz. Took all the heat off him. There was no heat on Hegseth until Matt Gaetz is gone. Now the heat's on Hegseth. And if they get Hegseth, they're going after RFK. They go after RFK, going after Tulsi Gabbard. Going after Tulsi Gabbard, going after Cash Patel, whatever it may be. So here we go. Eric Doherty video. Pete Hegseth just excoriated the media. Play for me.
And I'm proud of what I fought for. I'm not going to back down from them one bit. I will answer all of these senators' questions. But this will not be a process tried in the media. I don't answer to anyone in this group. None of you, not to that camera at all. I answer to President Trump, who received 76 million votes on behalf and a mandate for change. I answer to the 100 senators who are part of this process and those in the committee. And I answer to my Lord and Savior and my wife and my family. I'm proud to be here. And as long as Donald Trump wants me in this fight, I'm going to be standing right here in this fight, fighting to bring our Pentagon back what it needs to be.
What have your center?
Up and down vote. Get Joni Ernst on the freaking record. McConnell on the record. Lindsey Graham on the record. John Curtis out of Utah on the record. Get them on the record. Now, that's what you need to do. There's nothing to fear. There's no what distracted from what? There is no other job but transitioning to the Trump administration. There's no other job. There's nothing to be distracted about. Matter of fact, you know what they should do? They should find a position, like put Matt Gaetz in charge of the DEA right now. That's what you should do. Because Chronister, that worthless COVID caving tyrant, he's out. Just put Gaetz in charge of the DEA. Just do it. Matter of fact, don't put him in charge of the DEA. Fire the ATF guy and put him in charge of the ATF. come on, let's do it. Seriously, do it. That's what needs to be done. Everyone's is still, you know, although Trump is always working against the tide. He's always against the tide, and credit to him. But sometimes, not so much. Sometimes he still likes to give them. There you go. Sometimes the Gators got to eat, and he feeds them. Don't feed them. Don't feed them. Don't feed them. Just keep on antagonizing them. Put Gaetz in charge of the ATF. Right now, announce that you're going to launch a special counsel. You're going to launch a special counsel looking into the Biden crime family, and put Gaetz in charge of it. Right now, do it. They'll forget about Hegseth. Right now, it'll get confirmed in 10 minutes. I know he doesn't get confirmed until January. But anyway, I'm just telling you, that's what you need to do. We'll do the Hegseth stuff. Let's do the Hegseth stuff. Real America's Voice video. Republican roll call. We will fire you through primary. Now, here is Charlie Kirk. This is fire. This is how these people need to be handled. And I'm going to say something about Charlie Kirk as you're watching this. Charlie Kirk actually has the power to do what he's talking about here. He actually has the power to do it. Charlie Kirk is one of the main reasons why you look at whether it's Charlie Kirk, some measures, you know, CPAC, whatever, made a little bit with CPAC. The Persistence, I just forgot his last name.
Scott Pressler.
And several other entities, of course. Well, Steve Bannon, of course, via you know, precinct committeemen and precinct captains, and numerous others. I don't want to leave anybody out. But I'm just saying, these are the reason why Trump is actually president right now, are people like him. Charlie Kirk manifests hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of votes. He has the power to do what he's talking about. Because here's the thing. When you talk about the wrap-up smear, what the media doesn't realize, and I guess what Gates didn't realize, is that the media doesn't matter anymore. The people that matter are the Charlie Kirks of the world, the Bonginos, the Bannons, and numerous other ones that I'm not thinking of right now. That is, you know, the Gateway Pundit, the Federalist. Those are the media outlets that matter now. If you have them as a right winger, you're good. Doesn't matter what the New York Times says at all. Charlie Kirk has the power. Let's look at him. Compare not nominating to Pete Hegseth in comparison to people like Joni Ernst did actually nominate or did actually confirm. Play for me, Will.
There are questions that some members have, and we're going to be working for an answer.
Are you among the members who have questions?
Well, I'm looking to be supportive.
The articles I've read, yeah, some of them are concerning. I don't know if it's true or not, but he'll go through the process. He'll be asked about it. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm being careful until I hear everything. I had a chance to talk with him or meet with him yet, and I think that's all part of the very important process.
Okay, but you notice none of them gave that kind of double talk to any Biden's defense nominees. In fact, we pulled up the roll call of Joe Biden's nominee, Lloyd Austin. Do you know that Lloyd Austin, that joke to our country? Keep that image up on screen. I want that tattooed into the memory of our audience right now. He received 93 votes from the U.S. Senate. And only two no votes. Do you know the only two no votes were Josh Hawley and Mike Lee? And then there were five people that weren't there, that were just absent. 93 yes votes. 93. Pete Hegseth, if he survives, will probably be at 50 or at 51. Why is it that Republican senators are so excited and move fast to give Joe Biden his nominees, but Republican senators don't want to give Donald Trump his nominees? What is going on here? Well, we're going to keep on naming the names and tell you more about the folklore of Joni Ernst and Roger Wicker and Deb Fischer. And this is the red line. This is not a joke, everybody. The funding is already being put together. Donors are calling like crazy. Primaries are going to be launched. The old RNC, the old way of doing things is dead, okay? You think that we at Turning Point Action, Turning Point PAC, are just going to kind of rest on our laurels? No. Again, if you support the president's agenda, you're good. You're marked safe from a primary. You go up against Pete Hegseth, the president, repeatedly, then don't be surprised, Joni Ernst, all of a sudden you get a primary challenge in Iowa. Don't be surprised, Mike Rounds, when you get a primary challenge. And guess what? We might be successful in doing so. We don't get a mandate like this from the American people just to have it thwarted by a bunch of dorks that we've never heard of from the U.S. Senate twiddling their thumbs and protecting the war machine. Done. And if we have to fire you through a primary, that is what we will have to do.
Donald Trump got 76 million votes. I don't give a crap what Joni Ernst thinks or what Lindsey Graham thinks or John Curtis or McConnell or any of the other judgmental morons that are on the Senate that are, I guarantee you, are probably more sinful than Pete Hegseth has ever been. All these people. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And you're like, Tom, you're a Christian. No, he's supposedly running around his wife and has been drunk at parties. Okay. Again, we went over this last night. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If you don't repent of your sin, you're going to die and go straight to hell. There you go. Right? So if Pete hasn't repented of his sin, he's going to die and go straight to hell. That's just the way that it is. But all of us have sinned and fallen short unless you've repented of your sin, which I guarantee you Lindsey Graham has not, and liar, worthless piece of crap, Joni Ernst hasn't. Please don't judge Pete Hegseth. You only have the right to be judged. You only have the right to judge if you yourself are not doing the same things. And by the way, there hasn't been any recent stories about Pete. That thing with the woman in the hotel that's obviously consensual sex. Obviously. somebody who's investigated these things before. Obviously. Consensual sex. They're in a bar together, leave together, laughing and joking, and go into her room together, of which they spent 2 hours together. And then she never reports it as a crime ever until now, or until a few months later where she can be financially compensated for it. Of course, that's not how real rapes work, just so you know. They're either never reported or they're reported day of. And listen, Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, he knows all the campus stuff and everything else, not just for college kids either. He's huge, huge. And when he threatens to primary you, you ought to listen. You ought to listen because, like he said, the old Republican Party's dead, just like the old media is dead. The old Republican media is dead. National Review, places like that, Bill Kristol. Dead, symbolically. They're dead. You hear Lindsey Graham. We'll see what happens. Bull crap, Lindsey. You will freaking vote for the guy. You're going to freaking vote for him, Lindsey. The only reason why Lindsey Graham is a senator right now is because of Donald Trump. He was losing, and Donald Trump went and endorsed him, went and campaigned for him. He was the same with Mitchie McConnell. He was losing too, and Donald Trump saved his butt. And all those people have done since then is turn on the man. Well, I love these. Well, he'll go through the process. Bull crap. You can tell, be like Rick Scott. Credit to him. Senator out of Florida. Our future Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. That's how all these idiots should be talking. And I'm talking about Collins and Murkowski too. Primary their butts. Listen, Collins is probably not beatable out of Maine. But Murkowski in Alaska? She's a liar who lies to her constituency in Alaska, tells them that she's conservative, and then goes and votes as a Democrat. And I guess nobody pays attention because they're just too far away in Alaska. Lloyd Austin, put that up for me, Will. Lloyd, this idiot right here. This is the man who is running the most powerful military that has ever existed. Ever. Now, we are severely denigrated right now. We are diminished heavily right now. However, we're still the best military ever. Most powerful military ever. This man runs the military and he gives himself some sort of sash and a medal, wears a spit guard and at least one mask. This guy's going to storm the beaches of Normandy? This guy wouldn't storm the beaches at Daytona with sunscreen on. I mean, look at this idiot. This is why we need Pete Hegseth. This guy's an idiot. And by the way, he is an idiot. Remember some of I should have brought in a compilation of him, but I've done it recently, so I didn't do it. But I should have brought in a compilation of Gates versus Lloyd Austin. When Lloyd Austin, Matt Gates tells him that we're losing the hypersonic race, that China and Russia have better hypersonic technology than we do. And he goes, where do you get that knowledge from? Your own Secretary of the Air Force who testified before you? I mean, who is this idiot? What's he ever accomplished in his life? He's an idiot. And 93 senators out of 100 voted for him. 5 were absent, which is that's the Potomac two-step. Holly and Lee weren't there. I mean, Holly and Lee were the only two Republicans on the record that voted no against them. And then you had 5 people that were absent, so they don't have to be on the record either way. For whatever political expedient reasons, whatever politically expedient reasons they had for doing so. But this guy, 93 votes, and Pete Hegseth is a question? What's Lloyd Austin ever done? What's he ever done? Pete Hegseth's a Bronze Star winner. Fought in two combat theaters, Iraq and Afghanistan. What's Lloyd Austin ever done? I'm just curious, what's he ever done? Oh, Aaron, you're the man. Play it.
Is getting in the way. So going from the deeply serious things that we're not doing, re-engaging these 8,000 folks, to the deeply unserious things that we are doing. Go ahead and put up the first slide. I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley Eustis, you put on a drag Queen Story Hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. So.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
So you think hosting a Drag Queen Story Hour on a military base isn't supporting the Drag Queen Story Hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, Drag Queen Story Hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I've said before.
You're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the facts. General Milley, this will be my last.
So there you go. You have Lloyd Austin actually say it's not supported or funded by the DOD after it was supported and funded by the DOD. I mean, that's what he says under oath. I mean, well, I can't say it's under oath. I assume they swear in before a congressional hearing. But he says that this right here was not supported or funded by the DOD. It has DOD insignia on it and was funded by the DOD. I mean, you're like, Tom, that makes absolutely, I know it makes no sense. I don't know how to explain anything that's absolutely abjectly nonsensical. The DOD does not support or fund these Drag Queen Story Hours after we've supported them and funded them. And they're like Aaron says, you want to be there at 10:30. Kids, I mean, they're, and the kids are welcome. Drag Queen Story Hour. And listen, that was one of at least three military bases that Matt Gaetz named that these events were at. All funded by this guy, as he denies under oath that he funded them and supports them, because he does support them. Remember, when Lloyd Austin took office, he did an immediate 60-day moratorium on military actions, just military practices, 60 days moratorium, a 60-day stand down. Will probably correct me in a second. 60-day stand down. For what reason? To root out systemic racism in the ranks. Mm. So for 60 days, everybody stood down. They put their guns down. They stopped their practices. Whatever it is that they do, stop their training. They did a stand down while he went to people's social media posts. And if they had a Trump flag, falsely accused them of being a racist. And then thousands upon thousands lost their jobs then. And then thousands and thousands lost their jobs when they refused his Mengele style clot shot, which to this day he refuses to repent of. Just look how stupid he is. Look how dumb this idiot is. The worst thing you can, it's kind of weird how he got horrible cancer after he got vaccinated, isn't it? Hmm. And how Joe Biden disintegrated into nothingness after six vaccinations. Tom, not all cancer is caused. I know it's not all caused, and I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying it's awfully weird that turbo cancers are through the roof and we're seeing people affected by them, obviously, which we'll get to in just a minute. All right, let's go to the next one, finally. All right, Real America's Voice video. Where am I at? Benny Johnson or Joni Ernst? Where am I at? Real America's Voice or
Joni Ernst.
All right, there we go. All right, Real America's Voice video. Joni Ernst wants Pete Hegseth's job. That's what's actually going on here. So she has actually deployed people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and other Rhino Republicans, because they're all one and the same. Schumer and a Rhino Republican, exactly the same human being. Like, no, Tom. They vote for Republican things only when it can't be institutionalized. They will vote Republican whenever it can't actually be instituted into policy or law. That's the only time they actually vote for it. Notice that with Lindsey Graham? Notice it? None of them ever tried to overturn Roe v. Wade? Weird, isn't it? Weird. They always say they're going to, and they'll have votes to overturn it, but when they actually have the ability, remember when you came in, it was Paul Ryan. Remember that? Paul Ryan ran the House. And we couldn't get wall funding. That's kind of weird, isn't it? When the power of the purse is in the House, don't remember? McConnell's running the Senate. We even had a slim majority in the Supreme Court at that time, 5-4. Even if you count John Roberts, which you can't count on, obviously, most of the time. But we got nothing done because they're all frauds. They're actually Republicans. They're actually Democrats. I mean, come on. Paul Ryan is married to a leftist wonderland. You can't. How can you be married to a leftist and be a right winger unless you were stupid enough to do it before you became a right winger? So Joni Ernst, the real motivation is Joni Ernst is actually lobbying for a job. Play for me, Will.
This is a Liz Cheney type of foreign policy politician in the U.S. Senate. Joni Ernst herself wants to have Pete Hegseth's job. It's the worst kept secret in Washington, D.C. Joni Ernst wants to become the Secretary of Defense. And since she wants to become the Secretary of Defense, she has launched a very nasty, below-the-surface campaign to try and torpedo and thwart Pete Hegseth. And with that, go against President Trump. Joni Ernst has decided to play a little cutesy, to say, oh, I don't know if I'm for Pete Hegseth. You see, they're artificially trying to create a narrative that the women of the Senate are against Pete Hegseth because of an email his mom sent, and then she said that she didn't mean it. Now she's 100% behind her son, or because of the fake accusations of this woman that obviously was lying to Pete Hegseth in a Kavanaugh-type smear. So Joni Ernst is now being flushed out and is being singled out as being the reason why all of a sudden Hegseth is having all of these issues, all of these difficulties. This is Joni Ernst, who was asked a question today of whether or not she supports Pete Hegseth becoming the Secretary of Defense. Play cut 108. Let's play cut 108,
please. Will you support his nomination?
Well, I did have a very long, lengthy discussion with Pete yesterday, and I do appreciate his service to the nation. I also am a combat veteran. So we talked about a number of those issues, and we will continue with the vetting process. I think that that is incredibly important. So again, all I'm saying is we had a very frank and productive discussion, and I know that we will continue to have conversation in the upcoming months.
Back it up. Hold on a second. Wait, what is your objection then? That is military cabal doublespeak. And for the great patriots in Iowa, I hope you are listening carefully because you are not being represented well by Senator Ernst. Basically, she is defending a deep state at the Department of Defense. However, hold on a second. She won't commit to vote for Pete Hegseth, but do you know who she did vote for? And she wasn't alone. Let's put 109 up on screen. This is Joni Ernst's boy. This is Joni Ernst's man.
All right, there you go. Just one more time on that. I was going to cut it off before that, but I'm going to throw it up one more time. But anyway, my question is, let's ask what these issues are, because they painted this picture, of course, and I don't mean to be redundant, but it goes back to Nancy Pelosi's wrap-up smear. They lie about you, then feed those lies to the media. Then the media report the lies. Well, under the guise of sources are saying this and that. The same thing with collusion hoax and everything else. But anyway, so allegedly the women of the Senate, have a problem with Pete Hegseth. That's the wrap-up smear that's been fed to the media. And now you have CNN saying that he's struggling to be confirmed. What are the issues exactly? I mean, okay, now let's go back now. Let's go back in time. $17 million worth of taxpayer money has been spent to settle sexual harassment and sexual abuse allegations for sitting congressmen and women right now. We know that. None of that has been exposed at all. I would like all that exposed if we're going to reveal Pete Hegseth's issues. His only issue is a notably, abjectly false accusation from a woman who's seeking his wealth. Like, believe, you know, you don't believe every accusation. If we believed every accusation, then why isn't Joe Biden being investigated for rape and Bill Clinton? Why is Bill Clinton not in prison for rape? They were both credibly accused. Juanita Broderick for Bill Clinton. Tara Reid for Joe Biden. They both credibly accused. Neither one of them. Now, why is Joe Biden qualified to be president? But Pete Hegseth was not. And there's video footage, at least with Pete Hegseth. There's exculpatory video footage that shows that what this woman was saying is a bold-faced lie. Exculpatory footage. Video footage of the entire incident for all intents and purposes, except for in the hotel room itself. So what exactly are these issues, quote unquote issues? There's a bar on Capitol Hill and he has issues with alcohol, that's their issue with him? And all of these people are such drunkards on Capitol Hill that they have to have a bar where they work. Can you imagine me in my police car with a 12-pack of Bud Light driving around? That's what they do on Capitol Hill. And I would say the decisions that are made there are even more important than the ones that I made in police work, because in police work, it was very singular in nature. There, they're dealing with millions of people's lives. I was dealing with a person's life here and there. We weren't allowed to drink on duty, but they are. And there's many accusations of people on Capitol Hill being drunk, too, while working. I don't even want to hear it. So what, I mean, I would love when Joni Ernst or Lindsey Graham or any of these other do-gooders, you know, like, Tom, aren't you a Christian? You should be celebrating do-gooders. Well, that would be, but they're not do-gooders. They're a bunch of liars who never do what they say they're going to do. So I don't consider themselves to be good do-gooders. And by the way, Jesus himself said when he was called, and this is in Luke chapter 17, with the rich young ruler comes up and says, calls him good teacher. And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good when there's only one good, and that's my Father in heaven? When Jesus was the Father, but I mean, I'm not going to get into theology, but what Jesus was saying is you should never say to anybody wrapped in flesh that they're good, because all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The heart is wicked above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? Jeremiah 17:9. That's all of us outside of the redemption that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. All of us are like that. Pete X has just said, I'm accountable to my family, I'm accountable to the president, and I'm accountable to my Lord and Savior. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. That's what you do. We don't hold people accountable for their past sin unless they're continuing in that sin to this day. Like, you hold people accountable for their past sin, say it was for adultery, if they're still committing adultery, if they've asked for forgiveness, then you move on from it. Now, that doesn't mean their wife is going to stay with them. I'm just saying you have to forgive them. Because if you're not forgiven, Matthew chapter 6, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. But I would love a list of his issues. Is it his Harvard degree? Princeton degree? He has both? Yeah, he's got both. Is it that he won at least one Bronze Star? Is a decorated combat veteran? Is that it? Is that his IQ is probably 160? Have you ever heard the man talk? Anybody? You got to listen to him. I mean, I'm enthralled with the man's speech. The man can talk. He knows what he's talking about. I'm just curious. What is this list? Hey, Aaron, side by side. What is the list of this dip squat right here? I would love to hear her list. Joni Ernst, who wants his job. And I wouldn't say anything in the sphere of this because I wouldn't live up to it, but I can tell you right now, if Donald Trump puts her in, I mean, I won't be done because that'd be a lie. Because I certainly would choose Donald Trump over anybody else, but I mean, I would be grievously disappointed. Boy, would I attack. I don't know if I honestly think it would be every show for 2 months straight.
Oh, yeah.
For 3 hours. Attacking Donald Trump if he puts this idiot in charge of our military. She has no business being in charge of the military. She is a spineless little squishy worm. Betty Johnson video. I cannot believe this is real. Senator Joni Ernst demanding the U.S. military. This is her. Get ready. Joni Ernst demanding the U.S. military enlist transgenders. How do you like that, Will? As I look over at our combat veteran. You know, they're real useful in combat, aren't they? Well, wouldn't you just love to have a man that's transitioning, that has an inverted vagina, handing you artillery shells?
Not in my fighting hole.
Would smell bad.
Yeah, his rotting fake vagina. Or how about a woman with a sewed-on phallic symbol that's rotting off, too. Ugh. And you know what they put inside of those rotting-off phallic symbols? Actual PVC. It's a kind of PVC they put inside for them to piss through. Stop laughing. I'm serious. And a lot of time, they all rot away.
Ugh.
That's what they sew on. They take a big chunk off your forearm, sew it to some female Marine who's transitioning into a male. Mm. I'm picking on Will, because he's in here, he's a Marine. Sew that thing, invert her vagina, and sew that thing on. And then it just sits there and rots off for the rest of her life. She keeps having to apply ointment to it. What's it suddenly going to produce? She got gonads that are suddenly going to produce sperm? No. Is the guy who's got now an inverted vagina sawed off his penis, is he suddenly going to produce eggs? No. Because inside, it's all male or it's all female. XY or XX chromosomes. That's it. It's the way that it is. So here she is. demanding the U.S. military enlist transgenders to serve because, quote, transgender talent, because we need transgender talent in the military. Play it for me, Will.
So the example of transgender people serving in our military, we have transgender people serving in our military. They will bleed red just as the rest of us. But I also take a stance that we should not be integrating transgender people into certain situations where it does make, if you have a female barracks and you have a transgender woman who has not transitioned, we shouldn't make the rest of the unit uncomfortable about that setting. There are certain accommodations we can make for that transgender individual. But if they bring value to our unit, if they have specialties that we can use, especially if we want to maintain an all-volunteer force, we want to bring that talent into our services. And I know that's controversial, but again, I'm looking at what's good for our nation. And believe me, when we're facing a recruiting challenge right now, if people are physically willing and able to serve our country, we want them to do so.
Let's just look at the last stupid idiot thing that she said. We're facing a recruiting challenge. She says she's going to solve the recruiting challenge by bringing in transgenders, men pretending to be women, women pretending to be men. The reason why there is a recruiting challenge is because you're doing that. Because women don't want to go and join the army when in the army's general orders manual, there is a page that says how to shower next to a fully penis female, which is a man pretending to be a woman, identifying a woman that the army is perfectly fine with. And by the way, this was brought up to McKenzie and Austin too in one of those Gates hearings. May not have been Gates, may have been somebody else. But why would you want your daughter there? Will, you got a daughter? I got a daughter. Would you want your daughter joining the army when she's going to be standing in a shower next to the Leah Thomas of the army?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. That's why. And Joni Ernst's solution is to perpetuate the problem, to perpetuate the problem that's causing the problem. So the reason why they're having such a recruiting story is the lowest in 40 years. The reason why is because of the transgender policy of the military. So she wants to perpetuate the policy that's causing the problem. Typical, typical. And they bring value? They can't even go into war. That's why Pete Hegseth, he's all about lethality. What's she all about? What's she all about? Is that about lethality? Is that good? I mean, again, I don't mean to keep dragging Will into this, but he's our only combat veteran. How in the world is that going to benefit anybody in a combat situation? Does that make you more lethal?
Mm-mm.
I mean, when you have rotting appendages, maybe they could send you forward and have the enemy get knocked over by your stench and from your rotting, inverted, fake vagina and your rotting off fake penis. Sorry for those of you that offend. There it is. That's what they do to people. That's a woman transitioning into a man. And that's what Joni Ernst wants into the military? That person would have to take a year off minimum that we'd be paying taxpayer dollars for them to sit at home, just like the 40,000 employees that Joe Biden just initiated a policy so they could sit at home. And Joni Ernst wants to be Secretary of Defense. So you know who she really is, who this woman really is. She is a Democrat. Iowans, how do you elect this? How did people in Utah elect Mitt Romney? How do you elect in Kentucky Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham in South Carolina? How does it happen? How did Liz Cheney ever get elected in Wyoming? How does it happen? I don't know. But this is the one who actually wants Hegseth's job. Look at this video. Leaving Joni Ernst alone for a little while at least. Left Coast vagrant video. Chinese buying farmland strategically near military installations. This is why we need Hegseth. Play it for me.
Yes. The red is where Chinese government has funded buying major farmland.
Yeah.
And then superimposed on that are some of our most strategic military bases. Yeah. And you can see there's Dugway Proving Ground. That's military equipment, biological, chemical weapons. They're surrounding it. Utah test training range, the largest supersonic authorized restricted airspace in the United States. Whiteman Air Force Base, B-2 Spirit Stealth Bomber Base, missile drone operations, MQ-9 Reaper, Global Strike Command 3, Fort Liberty, Airborne Special Operations Forces, rapid deployment. We've allowed them to come in and buy up agricultural land, wind farms, no wind, no blades on some of the towers, but they're surrounding our military bases. Right. We've allowed that to take place.
One. I'm just going to go right from stealing from Will right here, because Will was saying while we were watching this, why aren't our intel agencies investigating this instead of J6ers and people protesting in front of abortion clinics under the FACE Act and putting them in prison for 3 or 5 years? Why? Why is this not being investigated? I mean, you see the military bases? Let's just use Whiteman Air Force Base. What? Yeah, look at all the other ones. I can't see the names because they're cut off by the thing. There's nothing Aaron could do about it. But I'm just saying McCord right up there in Washington, Air Force Base right there in Utah. Look at Utah. Look at that, Will. Look in Utah. Three military bases basically surrounded by CCP bought land. How in the world does this ever happen? And again, where is the FBI? Where's the NSA, National Security Administration? Where are they at exactly? How is this allowed? Look at my home state of Florida. Man, look at the amount of land owned in Texas and Florida by the CCP. Well, they're not. It's not the CCP. It's some sort of, look at that. There you go. Great job, Aaron. There you go. Naval Station Norfolk. That's where I used to live. Every place where I used to live and currently live is surrounded by the PLA. And they all have different names, of course, but they're all owned by the CCP because every business in China is owned and or controlled by the CCP. There is no free flow democracy there.
Look at Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
All of it.
Oh my gosh. The main island is owned by the CCP. And the other one too, the third largest island is owned by the CCP. Look at Camp Pendleton in Southern California. Look at all of California. I hate to say this because I hate to parallel Florida with California, but isn't it weird that Florida and California are, I mean, about half of Florida, not half, one third of Florida is owned by the CCP, and a solid third to a half of California is owned by the CCP. Kind of weird, isn't it? And that all pretty much happened under the Biden administration. Go, Aaron.
No wonder Gavin Newsom cleaned up when Xi Jinping. Oh, you know,
that's right. That's right. He had to because the owner of the city was at the owner of the state was showing up.
Big pop.
The CEO of the state was showing up.
Jeez.
All right, let's go to this stuff. Go to the next one for me. Well, Alex, video. So the one of the big false accusations right now is that Trump's going to use the military against the American people. Is any of that true? Let's watch this Alex video, Scott Jenkins first, and then we'll get into it. Play for me, Will.
I don't want to be bringing back waterboarding. I don't want to be a country that tortures people, especially if we're the kind of country that's going to be using the military against our own citizens.
Well, wait,
this kind
that,
of thing concerns me.
What do you mean use against our own citizens?
I'm talking about
you
sending...
You said blue states behave. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about sending the military into blue states to make them behave. Getting Gavin Newsom under control. Getting J.P. Pritzker under control.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about sending into the state capital to commandeer the state government?
I hope not, but he's definitely talked about that. I don't know why you're acting like you've never heard this
before. Using the military to suppress, in the Black Lives Matter era, those protests in the street.
He was there himself.
I just make sure I understand your position, that you believe Donald Trump is going to use the military to set up effectively like coups in state capitals of states
Scott,
that he didn't win?
I think you're taking it a step or two.
No, she said
far.
Make blue states behave, and she also said round up immigrants. That's not true. Well, it's deport illegal immigrants.
Scott, I think you're just Scott, I don't know why you're acting. No. Hold on. I think you're right. Let's be precise. Trump has wanted to use the military to do things domestically that actually the military is not allowed to do. I think that's the point that she's making.
Like what?
Like deport illegal immigrants. That is actually not a function of the military.
The military can absolutely be used to work with local officials to provide military resources, but working with other parts of the federal government and local officials, we already send the National Guard to the border.
You're not against the will of the local officials or the will of the state government.
Oh, yes.
We have a federalist government here.
The military is not supposed to take up arms against American citizens, period.
They're not. You keep saying that. This is about illegal immigration. You all keep saying American citizens.
Well, how,
about
do we, illegal how do we know whether the people
not,
are legal or not?
Well, when you,
we know after they're shot.
We have 1.6 million.
We know after they die.
We have 1.6 million people in this country
who
have already received deportation orders from courts. They are here illegally.
No, it's always back to illegal immigration with people who support Donald Trump. It's always back to illegal immigration.
People
That's not the only thing that we're talking about here. We're talking about the American people. We're talking about taking up arms against them with a military that's supposed to be protecting them.
This is not right. You cannot say Donald Trump is sending the military to round up.
That's what he said.
That's not what I'm saying.
Totally false.
He said that.
Totally false.
That's what he said.
Scott, Trump.
We're in the fever swamps, Andy. I'm sorry.
What is your dispute here? I'm not even really
because
understanding.
Because they're saying that he's sending the military to shoot or and or round up American citizens.
We did not say shoot.
I think
people,
the issue.
Scott,
the issue.
You said
Scott,
take, he just
I
said,
said
take up
I,
arms.
I said
Scott,
he,
why are you acting like Trump is out there? I mean,
look, I did say take up arms because when you send the army in, that's what they're there for.
One. I love this at the end. I never said that. Wait a minute. Well, I did say that. You know, Scott Jennings goes, he's accusing Donald Trump of sending the military out to shoot Americans. And the guy, I never said that. Well, I did say that they would be armed. And And then we're going to get into 5240 in just a minute. But, I mean, just look at this. Make blue states behave. When has Donald Trump ever said that? He's going to send the military in to make blue states. Listen to these people just make things up out of thin air. Just manifest their talking points out of thin air with absolutely no evidence. Show me the videos. Just like with COVID, show me the bodies. Show me the bodies and I'll believe it. But you got to show me the bodies in person. In person. And prove to me they died of COVID-19. Otherwise, I ain't believing a freaking thing you say. But Donald Trump's going to send in the military to make blue states behave. Show me any time he's ever said anything remotely like that ever. That the moderator there from CNN should have stepped in right then and said, oh, come on. She says that to Scott Jennings when he makes a valid point. But when an absolutely ludicrous hyperbolic point is made where Donald Trump's going to send in the military to make J.B. Pritzker and Gavin Newsom behave, when has that ever happened? Wouldn't he have done it in the first 4 years? The only time that Donald Trump has ever said that he was going to use the military was to quell riots caused by Democrats. And why did he want to send in the military for that? Does anybody remember why? Because they were attacking federal buildings. Mm-hmm. Guess what the military is used for? To defend federal buildings.
Yep.
Remember? Didn't everybody want the military there on J6? Oh, no, I guess they didn't. Pelosi didn't want the National Guard. Wasn't that to defend the federal buildings? Yeah, even though she turned it down. That's the time Donald Trump, he's talking about in Seattle where the federal buildings were being attacked, in Portland where the federal buildings were being set on fire. He said, we need to send in a National Guard. And it was turned down by the governors, of course, because they're stupid idiots. And the mayor of Portland, Teddy Wheeler, stupid morons. Jay Inslee of Washington, another stupid idiot. Kate Brown from Oregon. I don't know if all these people, that's the two governors at the time. I don't know if they're still in office. I want a list. I want a list of everything that Trump said where he said he was going to use the military against American citizens. Where is that exact? I want the list and I want the specific threats. I'd like to see it. And by the way, rounding up people who have invaded the country is the job of the military. Is it not the job of the military to prevent an invasion? If there was an invasion and say they took over New Mexico, would we not send in the Marines to retake New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wouldn't that be their job to expel the illegal invaders? And they always say, to round up migrants. Not migrants, illegal border invaders. And I don't care how old they are. I don't care how young they are. I don't care whether they're male or female. They need to be humanely deported back to their countries, every last single one of them. And you're like, well, we need some of them to work. Well, everybody could go through the process of getting a work visa like they should. All right, let's go to the next one. Apex tweet. Here's just, I wanted, where am I at, Will? Am I off?
You want Maze or do you want Apex?
Where am I?
Maze,
why am I
Elizabeth Warren.
Why the heck am I off? Oh, yeah, I'm way off. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go to Maze. Here's Liz Warren basically saying the same thing. Play for me, Will.
A concern shared by you and your colleague, Richard Blumenthal, about
how and whether the president-elect may try and weaponize the U.S. military or direct it to against U.S. citizens. And I know out of that concern, you have urged President Biden and the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to issue a policy directive that prohibits the mobilization of active-duty military or federalizing National Guard personnel to be deployed against their fellow Americans unless specifically authorized. The criticism here is that Trump could rip it up once he's president, but certainly he'd have to explain himself in doing so, and that in and of itself is something. Have you gotten a response from the president? Have you heard from the Secretary of Defense? Do you have any sense of whether this is of interest to them?
So we're still in talks. Let's just leave it there for right now. But you put your finger on it exactly. Right now, there's no prohibition, and that means the next president has very few curbs in this area other than law generally. And so what we want to do is get something very specific in place so that if he wants to make a move, Donald Trump is going to have to do it out in public in front of the whole country and explain himself for doing that. And sure, maybe he will do that, but it's not nothing to put curbs in place and force him to actually, if he wants to do something, to have to step up and explain why he is ripping those curbs up. So,
no, let's do it. I love it. And by the way, don't even explain it. Just don't even, why would you ever go to the devil and explain why you're not sinning? I don't need to explain to the devil anything. I don't need to explain to the devil why I'm performing miracles, why I'm winning the lost. You can say the same thing if you're doing it. You don't need to explain. I don't need to explain to the devil anything, what I do or don't do. I don't need to explain to these demons anything at all. Look at what Liz Warren wants done, who's also a miraculous stock trader. She's another one. Miraculous stock trader. Multimillionaire now. Who's never made over $250,000 a year, but is a multimillionaire. Democrat senators urge Biden to try to limit Trump's ability to use the U.S. military domestically. Can't do it. Let them do whatever they want. Put up whatever they want. Just like you said, it can be ripped up day one. Don't even tell them you're ripped up. Just ignore them. It's the greatest thing you can do. To issue a policy directive that prohibits the policy. So Democrats in power now who don't even own the House, and they have a one-seat majority, one- or two-seat majority in the Senate. I think it's just a one-seater. In the Senate are going to issue a policy directive? Really? I guess they're going to have President Puddin' Pop sign off on it to issue a policy, by the way, which can't happen because it'd have to go through the House. So they can issue whatever policy directive they want. What they're talking about is Joe Biden issuing an EO, executive order, to issue a policy directive that prohibits the mobilization of active duty. You're going to tell the future president of the United States that you're going to prohibit the future president of the United States from mobilizing active duty military or federalizing National Guard personnel to be deployed against their fellow Americans unless specifically authorized. Now, Aaron, are you able to keep that, somehow freeze that and bring it back?
Yeah.
So I can use it in a minute. So just go to the next thing, Will, and Aaron, freeze that for me because I'm going to come back to it. All right, go to Apex tweet. So here's the thing. Great, great post here by Apex. Breaking, October surprise, Joe Biden. Now, you're going to remember, you look at the bottom here. This is October 23rd, but we went over this on the podcast. And you've heard it on all the other podcasts, too. Everybody's gone over it, whether it's Crowder, whether it's Bongino, whether it's Bannon, whether it's Alex Jones. They've all gone over it. But breaking, October surprise, Joe Biden. I thought Donald Trump was the one who's going to use the military against American citizens. Aaron, am I clear on that?
No, that's what I thought.
They said that's what Liz Warren said, that Donald Trump is threatening to do it. Now, even if, let's just say, which he didn't, but let's just say for a moment that Donald Trump did make that threat. Well, at least his is words only. What's the Biden administration already done 2 months ago? Kamala Harris, because this happened on September 27th, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have just pushed through a DOD directive 42-4001, giving the Pentagon power for the first time in United States history to use lethal force to kill Americans. And it's Donald Trump who's going to use the military to kill United States citizens? But he didn't. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Will and Aaron, and anybody else in the chat. Donald Trump was president, right? 17, 18, 19, and 20, correct?
Yes.
Four years?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did he ever do 5240?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay. That's making sure. Yeah. So they're accusing Donald Trump of doing in the future what they have already done. Yep. Now, this will be what Donald Trump destroys on day one. He's going to take back 5240. The very person that they're accusing of using the military against United States citizens that he will use, that they're accusing in the future of using United States, the United States military against United States citizens is the one who's actually going to pull down their policy, 524001, that has already institutionalized the military's ability to kill United States citizens. I mean, get the irony of that. The very person that Elizabeth Warren and all of those idiots of the roundtable and CNN, the very person that they're accusing of using the United States military in the future to kill United States citizens, they've already authorized 2 months ago the United States military to kill United States citizens. Imagine that. Again, classic projection. They're actually trying to project onto Donald Trump that which they've already done. And they would do it. They would blame 524001 on Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
They're accusing Donald Trump of doing in the future what they've already done. Authorizing the military to kill United States citizens. Amazing. Isn't it truly amazing? But that's what they've done. All right, let me go over the COVID stuff here. 10:03. That only gives me 5 minutes to go over COVID. I'm going to stick with my time projection. Speaking of projections, I'm supposed to stop at, I said 10:07, but I gave myself to 10:08. So I got 5 minutes.
10:32.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the COVID stuff.
You have more faith in him than I do by 5 minutes.
I'm looking for something I could do that's shorter than the COVID stuff. Oh, my gosh. All right, let me do it. All right, so let's go. All right, Eric Doherty tweet. All right, the House, we went over this last night. The House has issued a report on COVID. Now, the reason why I didn't go over it, because we've already known all of this. We knew, Aaron and I are doing this podcast. We knew this in 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about 2 months in. I mean, really, we already knew via the Holy Ghost, you know, 2 days in, but I'm just saying,
yeah,
we knew a long time ago at the beginning of the podcast when we were shooting this thing in a tent. But Eric Doherty to be breaking the House COVID committee has released its final report after a 2-year investigation. Major findings, the NIH funded gain of function research. Yeah, we already knew that. The Constitution can't be suspended in times of crisis. That was, you know where that's found? You know where that's found?
The Constitution.
Yeah, it's found in the Constitution. but we need a 2-year investigation to find this out. COVID emerging from a lab leak is not a conspiracy theory, although Crowder is still suspended off of YouTube, at least in some ways, because he called it the China virus. EcoHealth and Peter Daszak should never again receive taxpayer funds. Yeah, you know why? Because they created COVID-19 via gain of function research, as well as EcoHealth Alliance, that is, of course, Peter Daszak, as well as Ralph Baric out of UNC. And, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which gave tens of millions of dollars to both the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Public health officials have lost the trust of people. Of course, yeah. You know, we've known that again since, it pretty much all started in March of 2020. March didn't end before I'd lost all trust in public health officials. Trump's Operation Warp Speed was a success. Totally wrong. I know we all love Trump, but Operation Warp Speed was a freaking holocaust that has helped to kill 35 million extra people than would have normally died.
Yeah.
Sorry. You might listen. I'm no Trump acolyte. I love him. Voted for him 3 times. If he was somehow able to run again, I would vote for him again. I'm just telling you. I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying. I believe in term limits. I'm just saying. But Operation Warp Speed was not a success. We have 35 to 36 million excess deaths, and that's simply coming from people who have life insurance. It's coming from the Society of Actuaries. Most people out of the 8 billion people that live on this planet do not have life insurance. So just out of the life insurance policy owners, we have 35 million extra people have died since the vaccine rollout than normally die, which is a 1 in 200 year occurrence. It's a 1 in 200 year occurrence if you have 10% more excess deaths than normal. And we have way more than that. Way more than that. So it's really a once in a thousand year thing event where maybe you have some sort of nuclear apocalypse. Public health official, Trump. The COVID response was rampant with fraud, waste, and abuse. Yeah, let me just go over that real quick. The real numbers is what they're claiming is $200 billion was lost. Can you believe that's what they're claiming here? Let's go over the real numbers, shall we? Because you see a lot of this, you know what a lot of this is? Covering their own butts, this report. Like, yeah, but there's good people involved. Listen, before we call them good people, let's make sure we go back in history. Like, somebody obviously didn't do what Chad Chronister nominating him to the DEA, to be director of the DEA. Some people obviously didn't check his past history, where he mandated his own employees out of employment, where he arrested a pastor for having a church service. We strictly adhered to the most totalitarian COVID policies and arrested people for them and enforced them in totalitarian fashion. But anyway, I digress. But the real numbers are this. How much was spent on COVID-19? Does anybody know? I do, because I have no life. $7 trillion. $7 trillion. It's not like Joe Biden. Pay them seven.
To pay them more. Classic.
$7 trillion was spent. They've tracked the money. Out of the $7 trillion, this is not going to make any sense, but listen. Out of the $7 trillion that was spent on COVID, only $800 billion of it can be tracked to have been spent on COVID. Out of the $7 trillion spent on COVID, it can only be proven that $800 billion was spent on COVID. So where's this other $6.2 trillion? Anybody know? It's just like the military. They just got another audit that they failed. There's $2, $3 trillion missing over the last, I don't know how many years. So out of the $7 trillion spent on COVID, only $800 billion of it was spent on COVID. So where did the rest of it go? Leftist causes and initiatives. The prescription cannot be worse than the disease. Lockdowns had horrific consequences. This is a lot of Republicans covering for their own malfeasance and misfeasance, their own galactic stupidity. Most of the people writing this are vaccinated.
Yep.
All right, let's go. Colin Rugg video. Report, the Biden White House is considering pardoning Anthony Fauci. Oh. I don't know if I'm going to show you this whole video, but let's watch Anthony Fauci commit acts of perjury live and in person on video. Play it for me.
Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a five-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, you stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to insert into the record the Wuhan virology paper entitled Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. Please deliver a copy of the journal article to Dr. Fauci. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH. In this paper, she took two bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature. These lab-created viruses were then shown to replicate in humans. These experiments combine genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals but not humans to create novel artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, "The Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches," these are Dr. Ebright's words, "this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause." Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, Do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Microphone down.
Your microphone.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
The evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself. I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments, that were given in the annual reports, that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible. No one's saying those viruses caused it. Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
You can't
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Time has expired, but I will allow the witness to
finish. Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible
caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you admit
the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Now, there's numerous offenses right there. Numerous times where Anthony Fauci commits the crime of perjury right there. Why is it that right after that hearing, the NIH took down its definition of gain of function research? I mean, took it down off their website, took it down right after that hearing. Gain-of-function research has always been the exact same thing. The definition has never changed. It's always been making a virus more transmissible than it is. Making a virus gain function. Mainly in this way, where you have a virus that's transmissible from animal to animal, and you make that virus more transmissible to human being so you can create a vaccine to solve the problem you created via gain-of-function research, which we already had SARS-CoV-1 in 2003, 2004, 2005, whenever it was. And that was the result of gain-of-function research. And it has always been making a virus more transmissible than it normally is via human effort. That is gain-of-function research. Making a virus more transmissible than it normally is via human labor or effort. That is what it's always been. So let's go now. Let's go more recently. Peter Sweden video. Remember now. And Fauci says, this has been judged, this gain of function, obvious gain of function research has been judged by, remember, he goes, you know, he uses like his little sign language, up and down the ladder of the NIH, so the people who work for him. Now, he runs the NIAID, but I guarantee you the people that are doing this, the making these judgment calls about what is or is not gain-of-function research, which, by the way, is as easy as going out, and I walk outside right now, and I go, there's oxygen out here. Okay, that's a fact, right? What was done by EcoHealth Alliance and Anthony Fauci, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Wuhan Institute of Virology, Ralph Baric in UNC, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, has always been gain-of-function research and will always be gain-of-function research, and they're still doing it to this day. To this day, we're still funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology right now. And he says, what you are saying is false. And he says, your version of what you're deeming to be gain-of-function research has been judged up and down the ladder by quote-unquote experts to not be gain-of-function research. So the only definition of gain-of-function research, which is making a virus more transmissible than it normally is, or making a virus more transmissible to human beings than it normally is through human effort, which has always been the gain-of-function research, has suddenly been deemed to not be gain-of-function research by everybody inside of the NIH. So you have criminals judging that it wasn't a crime. So that would be like having a pedophile on trial for pedophilia, and his jury was pedophiles. So they're all like, that's not, we don't consider that to be wrong. That's exactly what Fauci's saying. So let's go back to the NIH, Peter Sweden video. The NIH just admitted. Now, Anthony Fauci used to work for the NIH, but before he got his $440,000 per year retirement that he has right now and his and taxpayer-funded security that he gets right now. Before that, he worked for all these years, for 40 years, solving not one problem, exacerbating lots of problems, but not solving any problems working for the NIAID, which is a component, which is a subsection of the NIH. His boss was Francis Collins. But here is the NIH now saying that everything Fauci said in that hearing is perjury. Play for me, Will.
Dr. Tabak. Did NIH fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through EcoHealth?
It depends on your definition of gain-of-function research. If you're speaking about the generic term, yes, we did. But this is research. The generic term is research that goes on in many, many labs around the country. It is not regulated. And the reason it's not regulated is it poses no threat or harm to anybody.
If you're using the generic term, what other term would there be? So that is a way for him to obfuscate. So he can allege that there's other ways for you to manipulate the definition. It's always been the exact same definition, perfectly outlined by Rand Paul. You take a virus that is only transmissible from animal to animal, and you make it transmissible to human beings. That is gain of function research. You're adding ACE receptors to it, S-spike protein receptor, all those different things, and making it more transmissible to human beings. That's always been that way. And the NIH just answers this way post that hearing between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci. And then the NIH just admitted that Fauci's lying. He was lying the entire time. Let me show you this one. We're going to skip to this one because it's already 10:20. Skip up to N Wokeness video. Vax promoter Peter Hotez. Skip up to that one. Play it for me.
Here's the reason why we need to care about this stuff, Nicole, is that we have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st. Mr. Bloomberg mentioned H5N1. That I'm really worried about. It's all over wild birds on the western part of the United States and going up in the north. It's getting into the poultry. We're seeing sporadic human cases, no human-to-human transmission yet, but that could happen. It's in the cattle. It's in the milk. And that's just the beginning. We have another major coronavirus likely brewing in Asia. We've had SARS in 2002, SARS-2, COVID-19 in 2019. And we know these viruses are jumping from bats to people thousands of times a year. But there's still more. We know that we have a big problem with mosquito-transmitted viruses all along the Gulf Coast, where I am here in Texas. So we're expecting dengue and probably possibly Zika virus coming back, or a Apuche virus, maybe even yellow fever. And there's more. Then we have all this sharp rise in vaccine-preventable diseases going up because of, in part, the anti-vaccine activism that's so prominent right now. We have a fivefold rise in pertussis cases, whooping cough over the last year, 15 measles outbreaks this year. We've got polio that's been in the wastewater in New York State. All that's going to come crashing down on January 21st on the Trump administration. We need a really, really good team to be able to handle this.
One.
All right, I got to be brief because I'm already 14 minutes past my projection. But let me just read you this. Now, this is a Gateway Pundit article about that video that we just watched with Peter Hotez, who is basically a propagator, a Goebbels-style propagandist for Big Pharma, for the vaccine, you know, for the vaccine companies, for Pfizer, Moderna, Big Pharma. That's who he is. That's who Hotez is. But anyway, let me just read you this from Gateway Pundit. Charlatan vaccine promoter Dr. Peter Hotez says multiple viruses will be unleashed on America the day after Trump takes office. Did everybody hear that? I mean, let's go over this. Peter Hotez said multiple viruses. There he is. Why would anybody listen to this guy? Why would anybody listen to him? But people do. Dr. Peter Hotez said multiple viruses will be unleashed on America one day after Trump is inaugurated next month. We have some big picture stuff coming down the pike. How is it coming down the pike and will land specifically on January 21st? Why is it not a problem now? Mm-hmm. Why is he not meeting with the White House now? Why is he not meeting with Cam? Can he not get her back from Hawaii? Why is he not meeting with anybody at the White House? Why is he not meeting with the NIH director now? The CDC director now? Why is this all going to happen on January 21st of 2025? We have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st, Hotez says to MSNBC's Nicole Wall. She sits there. Imagine being somebody so illogical and so nonsensical that you sit there and agree with this idiot. Like, why would you not say, why January 21st, doctor, vaccine whore? Why exactly is this a problem now? Why is it not a problem on this? What is today, Aaron? December 5th?
Yeah.
Why is it not a problem right now, December 5th of 2024? We have some big picture stuff coming down the pike on January 21st. Hotez says to MSNBC's Nicole Wallace as she dutifully nods as the Goebbels propagandist that she is. What do you got, Aaron?
Oh, I was just going to say, it reminds me of, you know, running a good pick six. You know, like, how do you do that? How do you plan to run a pick six?
Yeah, right. You're running a pick six. Run things that you can't predict. But anyway, yeah. Allegedly can't predict. But
correct.
We know now that they were wargaming COVID-19 in exactly. October of 2019.
Unless you're orchestrating.
Event 201. Yeah. But so Nicole Wallace, before rattling off a list of viruses, he's concerned about the following. Bird flu, new coronaviruses, SARS, mosquito-transmitted viruses, like the ones Bill Gates is throwing around in mosquitoes, dengue virus, Zika virus, or a Apuche virus, whatever that is, yellow fever, pertussis, measles, and polio. And of course, what's come out, and you know, that had to be confessed to by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, was put out by the World Health Organization, is that somewhere, I'm trying to remember the exact stat, 75% or more of polio cases in Asia are actually caused by the vaccine. That's the truth. That's absolutely been proven true. And for some reason, they all had sterilizing agents in them. And this is from the man, Bill Gates, who says he wants to use vaccines to lower the Earth's population. Sterilizing people? That will work to lower the Earth's population. Of course, Peter Hotez fails to mention measles outbreaks and polio cases are primarily a problem with the illegal migrants invading the United States. And he goes on. There's more in this where he says that the reason why all this is breaking out is because of climate change. One of the major causes is climate change and driving all of these unprotected people into first world countries, into areas that are allegedly protected. How are we protected if we all need to be vaccinated against these things? But anyway, so I'm just very curious about how all of this will suddenly be unleashed then, and how he's not concerned about it now. Now that suddenly Trump's going to have to deal with it. Why are you not advocating for, if this is such an emergency, why is he not scheduling emergency meetings with the Biden administration, who still have all of December and most of January? They mean, you got to head off this bird flu and new coronavirus and SARS. And why is it now that we have all of these pandemic threats when basically for the first, let's see, so 4 years ago, I was 52, so 5 years, 51. So for 51 years, we never had, in my life, never had any inkling of a pandemic. Then they put out a false pandemic, and then they say we're going to have endless pandemics. What changed exactly on Earth? Nothing. All right, I'll show you this one more. Sudden and unexpected video. You got to watch this. It's unbelievable. Is that where? Okay, we got. Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm looking for. Sudden and unexpected video. 45. If you get the vaccine, this is who Peter Hotez, vaccine whore. 4,520 times more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID. Play it for me.
Vaccine was 94.5% effective.
The so-called 95% efficiency rate touted by the pharmaceutical companies was misleading, to say the least. A peer-reviewed study by The Lancet confirms the vaccine efficiency of 95% reported by the vaccine manufacturers was referring to relative risk reduction rather than absolute risk reduction, as would be standard. Your actual risk of reduction of getting COVID after the vaccine has then been reduced by 1.2% with Moderna, 1.2% with Johnson & Johnson, and by less than 1% with Pfizer. Meaning after you receive the vaccine, on average, you are 99% just as likely to get COVID. This raises three questions. By getting a vaccine, how would you be helping other people? If you have natural immunity, as 50% of the population likely does, why would you still be required to get the vaccine? And if the vaccine doesn't stop the spread, why would you need a vaccine passport? Once you've applied a moment of critical thinking, you'll find anyone advocating these requests is either uninformed, irrational, or has an ulterior motive for suggesting everyone should be vaccinated. Let's summarize this by crunching a few official numbers. The Pfizer NNV is 117, meaning 117 people need to be vaccinated to prevent one COVID case. That's to prevent a COVID case, not a COVID death. Since the median survival rate of the virus itself is 99.86, that means 999 out of 1,000 cases survive. So you would need to prevent 1,000 cases to prevent one death. That means you would need to vaccinate 117,000 people to save one life. By the first half of 2021, about 134 million people in America have been fully vaccinated. So far, 10,355 people have died in the first 6 months of 2021 in the US alone. That means 56 people a day are dying immediately after receiving the vaccine. Due to underreporting, that actual number of deaths is likely significantly higher, and officials and CDC whistleblowers estimate it to be at 51,800. But we'll continue with the officially released numbers. 134 million people vaccinated divided by 10,355 official deaths from the vaccine results in 12,940. This means COVID vaccines kill, at a minimum, one out of every 12,940 people that are vaccinated. So if you vaccinate 117,000 people to save one life, 9.04 people would die from the vaccine. When you average all the age groups, you find that you are 904% more likely to die from the COVID vaccine than for it to save your life. That's bad enough with the official deflated numbers. With a more likely estimate of 51,800 deaths, that means you are 4,520% more likely to die from a COVID vaccine than to be saved by one. And the likelihood of developing a lifelong debilitating disease is even greater.
One. So you get those last bit of little numbers. You are 4,520 times more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID. And what was the other one? 904%.
Yes.
A chance you have you're more likely 904% more likely to die
from it than it saving your life.
To die from the vaccine than the vaccine saving your life.
Yes.
So yeah. The vaccine numbers. I
mean, worth
4,520 times more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID. And 904% more likely to die. What was it, good, Aaron?
Die from the vaccine than it saving your life.
Oh, yeah. To die from the vaccine than it saving your life. So you're 904% more likely to die from the vaccine than the vaccine saving your life.
Yeah.
I mean,
worth it.
That's what Peter Hotez pushed. That's what Anthony Fauci pushed. And are still pushing. They have all these numbers and they're still pushing it because they're all a bunch of homicidal maniacs, genocidal maniacs. And I just want to show you this last slide right here. Because we're talking about the national debt. The nominee, Tom Moore tweet, the nominee for biggest waste of taxpayer dollars for 2024, the NIH, which pushed I'm going to need your help one more time, Aaron. Yeah. The NIH, which pushed a vaccine where you are 4,520 times more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID, and 904, you have a 904% higher chance of dying from the vaccine than the vaccine saving you from COVID. Is that right, Aaron?
Yes.
That agency spent $1.873 billion studying racism. $915 million was spent on systemic racism. Now I can't breathe at the absurd sums of money spent on George Floyd's death. That's the United States government right there. Aaron, there you go.
Hey.
Done right now. All right, Rumble Rants. Aaron, you said 10:32. I can't believe it. I'm not doing that on purpose. That was it. Rumble Rants tonight. Texas Billy, $50. Thank you so much. Nitsua, $99. $10. Tammy L. Margriter, $10. Jen 11, Live Free, $10. Thank you, everybody in the Rumble Rant. Thank you, everybody in the chat. Love you guys so much. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. Trust me. It's awesome. Stick around. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night. 9 o'clock. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for a dollar a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village by giving them $5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon a thousand hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.